This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
The Rise Guys Morning Show with Matt Mann, Nine, Paige, Fat Boy. The Rise Guys Morning Show.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show with Matt Mann, Nine, Paige, and Fat Boy.
The Rise Guys.
Wave your hands in the air right now. Just one, not both.
Good. I can't raise both over my head right now.
Well, if you do both, you'll be hip-hop hooraying.
Oh, yeah.
And you don't want to do that.
It should have been the Undertaker theme.
The American street ass.
I would raise the roof, but I do care a little bit, so I can't.
Whoa! It reminds me of that, what's his name? Pat McAfee theme song.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I can see that.
You mean to get up on the table and dance?
Comes out in a sleeveless shirt.
Only hips, no arms.
Well, how about only hip and arms?
All that money he makes, he can't buy a shirt with sleeves in it.
Or pants that aren't ripped.
Show the arms.
I mean, if Walmart finally gives in and says, all right, we'll sell the ripped up jeans and charge you more for them, if that's what y'all want, all right. Here you go.
All right.
We used to send these to Haiti, and now we're selling them to y'all for more money.
We're selling them now for premium.
You big goobers. But here you go.
Thank you.
Now the only ones the Haitians get are they got one leg longer than the other or something like that. Y'all screwed that up.
That's right. It's somebody who said, I'm going to cut these jeans shorts, cut these jeans down to shorts. And then, oh, man, went too high on this leg. Ah, just donate them.
Yeah.
You got one leg of jeans. I know a Batman one time that could have used those.
Yeah.
I guess it's better than three-legged jeans.
What a character. God dang it. What'd you do with your three-legged jeans, Paige? What?
I said it would be better. That would be hard to explain.
No, it wouldn't either.
You know a Batman with one leg. God dang it.
Oh, man. You think. Oh, what a gross thought I just had. But still, at least right. I admitted I had it. I was just wondering if somebody like
I don't know if you should say. I said what, but I don't know if you should.
You know, like a legend, like someone like Wood, rest in peace.
Yeah, Barry Wood.
Like, did he ever, like, get any little tennis shoes? Wear it?
I bet he did.
Yeah.
That's along the lines of Howie Mandel with the glasses and the cigarette.
Yeah. Oh, Lord, have mercy.
Oh,
okay.
So I'm excited about this.
You excited? Okay.
I
went back and looked. I couldn't remember, but I went back and said, oh, yeah, I remember that now.
I remember because I had an observation.
Lord.
Oh, at the end?
Yeah.
Well, kind of toward it. Yeah, something called my attention.
Yeah. Don't give it away. But let me ask you this before I show Paige. Should I hit send on this email to America's Funniest Home Videos?
I think you can make the top 10.
Yeah, you probably could. But do you really want to wear a suit?
They don't make you go there now.
Oh, okay.
They do it from your house.
Oh, okay.
So I could like wear it like a suit top.
Yeah, you could. You
also known as a sport coat.
Yes.
Suit top. Suit top.
Wow. Oh, man.
I want to see pictures of your new monkey.
Did you get a monkey?
No.
No.
Oh,
this is grandma's boy.
A macaque.
There's a lion coming next. Is there?
No.
Please.
I'm not opening freaking.
Petting zoo.
Holly Wild Part 2.
I got the video maximized. I'm gonna play it when you send it to her, when you show her.
Oh, you are at the same. Oh, playing it on like. See, I was gonna put it on like Instagram or something, but I thought I'd get in trouble for it.
I wish you could put it on the TV.
Okay. Watch.
Oh my gosh.
Okay. So the setup for it: got two more cows. I love mini cows. I don't like full size.
No, they're awesome.
Mini cows.
This one is my favorite.
So got mini Jersey and got two mini Dexters, which are the long hairs that grow the big horns.
Yeah, they kill people.
I'm gonna steal one. I love cows.
They're great meat.
You got a money maker too.
No, can't eat them.
So here we go, Fat Boy. I'll hit play and tell you when I do. Ready?
Okay.
I'm hitting play. I'm talking to one of the cows.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
You got upstage.
How in the world did I? I'm shocked that you didn't.
I thought there'd be such a reaction.
I figured that, like, you, I guess we have.
I reacted like hell, man, twice.
I don't know how. Did you already see it?
I didn't send it to her.
No.
No.
Good Lord. You're just like, ha ha ha. That is the most bizarre thing I've ever seen in my whole life.
Reminded me of something I'd do.
That close.
It's probably, you could rival that cow for sure.
It was a horse, wasn't it?
It was.
Was it a horse?
Good God.
Well, I was focused on the cows because I assumed that's what you were focused on, and this kind of caught you by surprise.
Right.
He's like, why is the cow's face buried in the other cow?
So what are the horses? It's Bojack. Uh-huh. The horse, he's a dick. Like, he is just.
Well, the one on the TV show kind of is, too.
He's mean to all the animals. I mean.
You can boomerang it. Look, it goes back.
Oh, God. So, he's very territorial. Like, he's the leader of the animal farm or whatever. And
George Orwell.
So.
He's the alpha male.
Yeah. But, you know, he. There's another horse, but now there's three cows, and they're on the other side, on the other stall. Well, just because they're in the common area or whatever, he'll go over and kind of nudge them with his head, like, get on out of here or whatever. Well, I finally, because, you know, I didn't want to, like, get too close to, you know, the calves. Because I don't want to scare them. They're still getting, plus, imagine, you're laying on the ground, just as you are now, you as a person, laying on the ground. And then all of a sudden, you kind of like half awake, look over and see me walking towards you. I imagine not the nicest thing to see.
Yeah.
You might be a threat. Another animal in the yard.
Right.
Yeah.
They are real. There comes a Sasquatch. So I'm sitting there and I'm showing a little. It's like kids will do. When you're showing too much attention to one, the other one will go in there and overreact and make you have to give attention to them. Well,
he said, look what I can do. Look what I can do.
I'm sitting there talking to my favorite, Alora, and then the other two are there, and, you know, they don't acknowledge me yet. They got to get used to it.
They're like throwing the ones up.
And Bojack comes up, and as Paige just witnessed, she's seen a lot of farm scat videos, apparently.
Yeah, she bookmarks those on YouTube.
This sucker goes, and he goes, he's right here, I'm showing you, like, this is where my shoulder is. You can see in the video, I hear something getting close.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
I turn around, and what do I see? This. This is what I see.
Right, up close and personal.
Oh.
Yeah, I mean, you're close enough to hear it.
That's a big one.
Well,
looks inviting.
Yeah.
Good Lord.
Looks inviting. It looks like something you'd find in La Brea.
There's some footballs coming out of that sucker.
He starts defecating big time, is what I'm saying.
Yeah, he's going.
You haven't figured that out yet.
Yeah. Well, for all the horses that I've had, they don't wait to go to the barn. They do it. They stop and do it where they are.
Yeah, they don't. What? Yeah, of course. Excuse me, guys.
Pardon me. I'm going to the horsey outhouse.
Are you going to take a pee? Nay, I'm going to take a dump.
You know the moneymaker you got? You know what people are doing now?
Shrimps.
They're, well, besides that, people are taking the baby cows and their kids are taking pictures with them.
Oh, yeah.
Making a killing.
It's called a petting zoo.
You good?
Yeah, I'm good.
Another question.
Only good-looking cows, though, does that work with?
Yeah.
I mean, like, how many more animals are you going to get? And what animals are you going to get?
That's it.
Okay.
No donkeys.
I mean,
well, maybe a donkey, maybe a mew?
That's it.
Mew?
That's
mew.
It. That's it.
Midget horse.
What about an old refrigerator you grow worms in?
Oh, awesome.
You ever had one of those old refrigerators laying on its side with dirt in it? You grow night crawlers in it?
No. Yeah. That was in Vacation, the movie.
Yeah. I knew some people. Carmilla used to have that, yeah.
I knew somebody who had a...
a couple of them.
The son lived in a school bus in the backyard of the family. He was a little older. It's kind of like when, Greg Brady got to move to the attic.
Yeah.
Was it a short bus? Shorter?
No, it was long. He probably had more square footage in the bus than they did in the damn house.
Yeah, full-size bus, man. People used to live in a lot. It was common.
Yep. Little white tops.
Had a cool door.
Yeah.
You know?
That's like three or four.
Security system was great. He could look out at any time and see if anybody was around him.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't have to wear a seatbelt like a loser?
No. Not required.
That's why it's cool to ride the bus, kids. You don't have to wear a seatbelt.
You don't. Hit a bump, it's fine. And if you're in South Carolina, you're going to hit a lot of them.
That's got to be weird, though. Like, you get on the school bus, you're just in this big seat with no seatbelt or nothing. But then you go to ride somewhere with your parents, you got to be strapped down in a booster seat facing the right direction.
I was watching this documentary about Coney Island. I don't know why. It was about safety of amusement park rides. And there was this big old, circle that people would get onto it and just hold the back of it.
Yeah.
And it would just spin them around all wacky, crazy. Mm. No seatbelt, no harness, no nothing.
That's the world we knew.
Oh, this is fun, man.
Yeah, man, you can go get a dog later. I can, I'll break my leash. I'm talking about a hot dog. You know the way those people talk.
Hot dogs.
Coney Islanders. Yeah. All right, we'll take a break. We'll come back. Should I post that, though, for real?
I would.
Yeah, because I want to see how fast it gets taken down.
Oh, it might not. It's nature.
How can it? It's nature.
Nature.
Yeah, but you see a lot.
But I scroll through the social media. I see wild animals doing it and stuff all the time.
Yeah,
the other day other day I saw a monkey go and throw it in somebody's grandma's face.
Oh
God!
They hit it right in the nose and mouth. It was rough.
I saw that at the zoo.
Must have gave him a penny instead of a quarter. Mm-hmm. I saw that happen at the pavilion when I was a kid.
Mm-hmm.
All right, 1-800-774-0093. Happy Monday.
AP1s. Talk now at 800-774-0093. This is
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Rise Guys, P1 family.
P1 means priority one.
P1's listen at least 1 hour each day and text us day and night at 72341.
P1's religiously spread the gospel of the saviors of morning radio wherever and whenever they can.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
The Rise Guys.
All right, I posted it. We'll see how long it takes before I get shut down off Meta.
I can't wait to see the comments.
Mm-hmm. I blocked my mom on Facebook.
Oh, no.
Well, I didn't block her. She just can't see anything I ever post.
Oh, my God.
But we're still, like, I muted her from seeing whatever that's called.
It's like a shadow block, essentially. Yeah. Like a shadow ban.
I was like, no, listen, Facebook, she ain't going to be able to tell, right? No.
You just think you never post anything.
Yeah. Oh, Matthew, you should take advantage of that stuff. You put any farm stuff on?
Yeah.
You got any? Is there an animal you hadn't gotten yet that you're trying to get video wise, like the other ones you already have? So you got the horse video,
dude. The chicken. That was the first time I got a good. The chickens have to. They have to be really like sure of you. Like, you know, they're not just going to sit there and say, "Sure, pick me up."
Yeah,
they stink too.
There's one named after Joshua Fortner's son Atticus. That he loves that too. Not named after him, but it has the same name. Our buddy Josh's son. And I finally, that was on Friday. That was the first time I was able to catch him. Because he's a big old rooster. I mean, like, it looks turkey in the face.
Okay.
I mean, he's got, like, the gobbler. I mean, that son of a bitch.
looks
wiggle?
Turkey in the face. That's
I think
awesome.
They want me to bring him to Columbia. That's all. That sucker's, woo. But he likes to go sit on a particular stairwell and take dumps.
Oh, no.
Just rolls down.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's kind of cool.
That's too bad.
I like to see that video.
Yeah.
I'll take more. I'll keep following this, though, to let you know if I get a... I'll just keep my email open so I can see if I get an email from Meta. Sorry. People don't want to see the cycle of life.
No.
They like fertilizer, but they don't like to see it being made.
I think if it's nature and animals and stuff, it's fine.
Yeah, but if it's a human being doing it, it's way different.
Well, yeah, like if my dog's in the backyard popping a squat, it's fine. If I'm doing it, it's a problem.
No.
I love the tag. It was his first video that popped up. I love the tag in it.
What did it say? Oh.
Yeah, who you tagged. You might win some money.
I tagged Alfonso Ribeiro.
Oh, okay.
After I looked, I said 10,000. They pay 100 now.
Oh,
I guess inflation.
I guess it had to go up since the 90s, huh?
Yeah.
They got to compete now with everybody who wins nothing for giving their content away to the fail army and stuff.
Right. Yeah. Man, if it gets pulled down, I think it's because of what you see when it ends, like how it stops.
Oh, yeah.
I know that it stopped. The profile picture is that picture.
Yeah.
It kind of gives it away, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Little dark lips.
Yeah. The animals are very, they're like the Native Americans. Do not like to get photos taken.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. My dogs hate it when the camera's on.
They do not like it. If you can trick them and just sit there and just have the phone, don't pull it out of your pocket when you're sitting there loving on them.
Yeah.
Just
you
got
to be like, they know when the camera's on. And if you just have it in your hand, you're not using the camera, they don't really mind that. And then if you catch them off guard, you might be able to get the camera on without them really freaking out.
Especially when they look and see themselves.
Yeah.
Like, think about that for a minute. That might be the first time they ever realize that they're a horse.
Mm-hmm.
What if you didn't know what you were?
But that's what I'm saying. Yeah. Animals don't, outside animals don't get a lot of access to mirrors.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Or really... probably have the concept of what the reflection is.
He's like, my parents probably have lied to me all this time. I'm not a unicorn.
Yeah.
My dog thinks she's human.
How would you know?
How would you know?
It's interesting. Now, the animals can tell, like, when the camera's on, but...
It's a feeling.
I saw something recently about... In Japan, it's a law that you have to have... Your phone makes a shutter sound if you take a picture.
It has to.
Yeah. I can sit here and
just to alert people that you're taking pictures. Of
yeah, I can sit here and take a picture of Fat Boy, and you know he has no idea unless I tell him.
That's the move I always do.
What? I kind of like that.
I act
idea.
Like I'm taking a selfie, but I'm taking a picture forward.
Yeah,
if I'm trying to, you know, not like upskirts or anything.
Yeah, you try to make it. Try to make it seem like you're taking a selfie when you're taking. I've done that. I've used that move plenty of times. Take a picture of something when I thought somebody knew I would be taking a picture.
Matt,
I'm like smiling and grinning and
Matt,
leaning
you keep
over
dropping
weird
your
to frame them up.
And why are you in the women's dressing room?
I fell down. Snap, snap.
Snap, snap. Huh, snap. That's what the Chinese will... Japanese.
Japanese, yeah.
They'll be... You know, they'll fall down
Dirty
or
knees.
Something and... you know, when they said the click, you don't hear the click.
It's one of those laws, too, where it's hard to argue against it because pretty much any argument against it is an argument that you're doing something you shouldn't be doing. You're either, like, doing something mean or something a little pervert or something. Perverse. Perverse.
You're doing a little something pervert.
Yeah.
Is there like a positive stereotype? I got one about Japanese people. Like, I assume they all know karate. But that's not a bad thing, right? Like, I'd be afraid to, like, take a picture of anybody there. Because I feel like they're all martial artists. Or, you know, half Yakuza, maybe.
Yeah, I mean, if everybody thought I was, like, a black belt, that'd be cool. I wouldn't mind it.
Hell no.
They'd be dumb, though.
That would be great.
I would take a picture of them.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know if I want to touch that one, really, to be honest with you.
I can tell you how I would feel.
I mean,
that's all I can say.
I'll say that.
I would enjoy it personally.
Save that for a stand-up special.
Yeah.
Ooh. If there's a week to say it, it'd be this one.
Save that for your sit-down comedy routine.
All right.
It'd be 5 minutes long. It would be an hour long.
So, they're both, I mean, I know China. Say it, fat boy.
China.
I know it's more surveilled, I guess, than Japan.
As much as it should be.
But China, though, they are the, at least what we know. I mean, God knows what our own situation is over here. But as far as facial recognition, they it's not just, it's the eyes more than anything.
Yeah.
And they can do it from an incredible amount.
They're incredible distances now, yeah.
Like, they say the fingerprint, but it's the, like, you cannot, there's no two faces exactly. Even when you look at a twin, you're like, oh, that one there's got a little bit of a cross eye.
Yeah.
A little hair lip on that one. That's how I tell the difference. But generally speaking, it's like, it's the whole face is a fingerprint.
Yeah.
If you follow that analogy.
Yeah.
They got drones that look like birds, too.
Oh, dude. Yeah. Of course. We got telephone poles that look like trees. You imagine being somebody out living off the grid, and you're like, damn it, we need some firewood. Clink, clink, clink. You're trying to cut down a tree. Clink.
Imagine a woodpecker.
The woodpecker sitting there, his old beak's all bent up.
All bent up like a cartoon. He's mad as hell.
Keeps knocking everybody's cell. Maybe that's what caused the cell phone towers.
It could be.
They're fake trees.
Somebody cut down one of the fake trees, whole thing went to hell.
So you're saying that is a good or bad thing, Jim?
It's probably a good thing because, I mean, if you're like, no, don't do that, it's pretty much just because you're trying to take pictures of people and them not know it. That's the only argument against it, really.
So, well, if they're making them, they're going to make it that way for us, too, then.
Yeah, I don't know.
Do you feel like they're more respectful of each other in Japan?
I think they kind of have to be because it's close quarters.
Yeah, and their culture.
I feel like, now this is a hotbed subject, obviously. Because people are like, oh, all these people are coming here. Where am I going to move to? And I think my answer now is Australia.
Plenty of room. Oh,
yeah. Plenty of room.
Go down there and start opal mining.
The grass is green again.
I don't think they let everybody in, though.
No, they don't.
What would you do in Australia? Same thing?
Play soccer.
Okay.
Rugby.
Eat some Vegemite.
There you go.
We got an exchange program going now. Like, we're trading out some people. I don't know to do what, but they're sending all the actors and punters over here. They're all actors and punters, and half the wrestlers come from Australia.
But I don't know. You see what you want to see, and I honestly don't go seek it out on the internet. But like, Australia looks like everybody gets along there.
Yeah, it seems pretty peaceful for the most part. They got some crazy redneck Australians though.
Yeah, but you don't. I don't know. It seems very like
chill. Yeah.
You know, Japan is bigger than I thought. I don't know if this is accurate to scale, but I saw something that said from tip to tip, Japan is like from Cuba to Maine.
Probably, yeah.
Right, all the way up. Like,
wow. Well, what about, but like, when you look at England on a map, it's nothing.
Yeah, it's small.
It's nothing.
Well, like saying, the whole UK or just England?
Well, pretty much not all UK. I mean, that goes
a little bigger.
A little bigger, but just not like big. England is like a dot on a map. At least the way it looks.
Yeah. But you can include like England, Wales, Scotland, that whole landmass is just not big.
Yeah.
Where's the North Pole?
North.
Your ass
but where
left.
Is it though?
Like the very top?
Like I had a younger child ask me that the other day. I guess thinking I was Santa Claus. I don't know. And I was like, it's above Canada, I think.
It's got to be.
I don't know. Like,
it's got to be above Iceland, right?
When I was a kid,
this is the very top.
I could be classifying this with like Christmas cartoons, those old claymation ones. But I thought it was like right at the top, and it was a landmass. But then I go look on my dumb phone, and there ain't nothing there.
Yeah.
So, oh.
Like, I'm not being conspiratorial here. I went to Cone Elementary School. Mm-hmm. I mean, which was like, it was where.
Named after Linda Cone.
It was David. It's where Berea met the Mill Hill.
Yeah.
I mean, none of us have anything.
The northernmost piece of land is in Greenland.
Where it's ice.
Yeah.
But Iceland is now Greenland.
Well, Iceland's south of Greenland.
So that, but there was a polar change or something, right?
Yeah, at some point, I imagine. I don't know. But yeah, the North Pole, as it stands, is water. Or the very northernmost point is water. The northernmost piece of land is the tip of Greenland up there. Where there's
Santa Claus lives in a houseboat.
And Greenland has more ice, right? We learned that from Mighty Ducks.
Yeah, Greenland's is the northernmost place you can go.
Weird.
Mm-hmm.
Weird. We have no right being mad at our kids for getting things wrong on tests. We don't know.
Unless they tell you that's the northernmost place you can go.
That's what I think.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I think, too.
Like the big spiders in Antarctica.
That was fake.
Those are in Australia, too. Mm-hmm.
You talking about the ones that were on the viral video that went around last year?
I didn't see a video. I read some stuff about some people that heard tale from supposedly firsthand knowledge of people that were working there.
Yeah.
But I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow.
No, we know about the mechanical spiders. Yeah. Spider guts.
Yeah. Oh, God.
Half human, half pig people.
Yeah. I'm trying to figure out how to mute this phone so I can take a picture of you.
Man, bear, pig.
Paige.
Yeah.
What's up in the Plex?
Well, a guy offered a lifetime subscription to his wife's only fan page in exchange for 2 concert tickets. I'll tell you which concert it is next. And, man.
I hope it's Harlem Boys Choir.
I didn't know New Song was back on tour.
Their page is interesting, to say the least.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, Paige traded her tickets in. We'll find out who it is and all that next in headlines for Paige right this morning.
For all things Rise Guys.
They make me laugh. I listen to them every morning on my way to work.
The RiseGuys.com.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week 1. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning, everybody. I'm Paige with you. Have you ever wanted to go to a concert so bad that you're willing to do just about anything to get there?
Well, no.
No. All right. Well, there is somebody out there that does, and a guy offered a lifetime subscription to his wife's only fan page for 2 concert tickets.
Taylor Swift or Dua Lipa. I don't know.
That's a good answer.
Lizzo?
For the price of Taylor Swift, I mean, that'd be worth just to break even many, many, many years of OnlyFans.
Yeah, but like, you're not going to see her whole lifetime, though. That's the thing.
Yeah.
I mean, am I right, guys?
Like, if your OnlyFans is $10 a month, you just got $2,000 worth of concert tickets. That's a lot of months.
I'm saying, like, if you buy them, or if you do this exchange, and then, like, this lady owes you OnlyFans for her life.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm.
Well, a post on the site cashortrade.org went viral this weekend after this guy was desperate for the tickets and offered to trade a lifetime subscription to his wife's OnlyFans page. And the interesting thing about that is that he wanted to see Grammy-winning bluegrass stud Billy Strings in Nashville.
I've seen him on TV. That's how I found him. He's pretty good.
He's great. Good.
So he was in Nashville over the weekend with two nights at Bridgestone Arena.
Play Dust in the Baggy. That's the best one.
Followed by one night only at the historic Ryman Auditorium.
I saw him live one time across the street years ago.
Live across the street?
Firmament when it was over there.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I saw him there one time, yeah.
So he wanted to see them, the band in Nashville, and said anyone with two tickets could see his, quote, hot wife naked and chat with her. He called it a for real offer and linked the whole thing to her account. She goes by the name of Stevie Vixen.
What if, sounds like an AEW female wrestler.
Sounds like she'll be in a band like Britney Fox.
Yeah.
What if Billy himself offered up, hey, man, I give you backstage passes. I can squeeze your wife's.
You don't go to meet and greet?
A honker boob.
So I don't know for sure if the deal happened, but at least one person did make him an offer. We assume that the second ticket was for his wife, but we're not sure about that.
Yeah, I mean, I would hope so.
Take his buddy.
Yeah, he took his buddy. He didn't take his wife. So the wife's like, you're giving away my stuff for free to go see William Strings.
Billy.
So let's look at Stevie. Billy. The last post that she has the B-plug edition. So.
I don't know. God, that ain't like a B-side, is it?
Stevie Vixen.
That's for Billy. It's a Billy plug.
I'm a Billy plug.
Billy Strings? God. All right, so are you doing it all right? You may not be. We are all washing our clothes too much, according to this study.
Blue jeans, especially. Or you know, whatever color your jeans are.
Yeah. Blue jeans. The lady, she's $20 a month.
Damn.
She's attractive.
Oh, yeah, she's good looking, but, man, that's a...
We should do that one day. Have people who have OnlyFans call in and then give us access to it to look at it and then say... What would you guys pay? And then we see if we're close to what they're charging.
Yeah.
Try to help them out. It's like a Shark Tank kind of thing of like, we're not investing, we're just critiquing.
Mm-hmm.
It's like Bar Rescue.
Give us the code. New season coming up.
Really? It's like a bowl of blank.
For some reason, they got Danny Trejo on there. Is he a decoy now? Machete?
Is he a sexy decoy?
He does the recon.
Dude, the last one I watched, T-Pain was on there. I'm not kidding. That's a bar in Georgia.
Oh, that's funny.
Evidently, it costs $180 a ticket to see him. I didn't think he could command that, but I guess he
T-Pain?
Can.
T-Pain?
Yeah.
Every musician owns a bar.
It seems like it.
Dang.
Morgan Wallen's got like a 6-story bar, right? Coming. I think that was a story with him.
I heard one of the whole stories is apartment for him, though.
Probably.
Which is smart as crap. Flat.
You gotta have a place VIP. To bring the bitches.
I'm sure he ain't calling it a flat. That's my apartment. He don't even put an A on the front of it. That's my apartment.
That's my apartment.
You remember I lived in apartments. Hmm.
So according to this, we may be overwashing our clothes, but there's a few things that you should do and only wear once. Things that you should only wear once. It's really a no-brainer.
Condoms.
Like, well,
that's a good one.
I like, show me condoms.
But you never watched
that. That stuff your friend said in high school was not true, in fact.
No, you can't turn them inside out.
You cannot.
No.
Show me rubbers.
Give you a disease. These are things that you wear that, you know, more than once, generally, not condoms. You never wear those more than once. If you do, then you need to read the instructions. All right, so things you wear only once, socks, underwear, undershirts. Anything with visible dirt on it. And anything that gets really sweaty, like workout clothes in general.
Anything soiled, basically.
The closer it is to your skin, more often it needs to be cleaned. Mm-hmm. Because it could cause skin issues or, you know, like with your panties and stuff, especially with females, you can get a UTI. Ugh. Be very careful.
It is.
All right, so things that you can wear a few times. Pants. Sweaters, blouses, bras, and pajamas. They don't need to be washed that much.
Yeah, blue jeans last a while.
3 to 4 wears is usually fine.
Shoot.
So you mentioned blue jeans. Well, you can wear this a bunch of times. It depends on how nasty you are. Some experts say every 10 wears or more is okay. But if you go commando, you need to wash
Not
them every
blue
time.
Jeans.
No, it's rough.
Do you remember
sweatpants? Yes.
Yeah. Do you remember the undershirt days? Which I would say is people's mostly high school days, if they wore an undershirt.
Some college. Yeah. I always did because it toned down the boobs.
Yeah, it does. Yeah. Yeah.
To be honest with you.
Yeah. Don't matter how hot you got.
Yeah. That's the problem though. Like I was always so hot. It's like, do I want to tone these down a little bit, or do I want to not sweat as much?
Right. Yeah. That's why you the partner beaters. Those are better.
Mm-hmm.
So then your armpits aren't being covered as well.
Yes.
Just a little tank.
Yes.
But I had a buddy who had, he had the top of the line clothes. He had Tommy Polo, all of it.
Yeah.
And he said, "You want to borrow a shirt?" And I'm like, I guess, because I didn't have that stuff, but he was a lot bigger,
mm-hmm.
and I was not. So the shirts were huge. It looks stupid.
You should see if he's having a yard sale now.
I will go home. I mean, when I get home from here, I put this shirt on like 4:45, and I'll take it off probably in the neighborhood of 11 a.m., yeah. and then I won't wash it before I wear it again before I wash it. It's not dirty. I just wore it for a few hours and didn't do anything besides sit here with y'all.
Right.
But it won't smell or anything?
It'll smell like me. It'll smell good, actually. It'll smell like my cologne and deodorant and good stuff.
Like, because, you know, like big dudes like us, your neck will stink sometimes. You don't ever have neck stink?
No.
Not if I just sit in an air conditioned or climate controlled room for 5 or 6 hours. No.
Of course, I don't really have a way to smell my own neck.
I mean,
you got to like rub it real hard and then, you know, smell your hand.
No, you rub it too hard, you get the beads in.
Yeah.
You don't want to look like you're walking around wearing a sweat choker.
So the secret, if you want to wear things a few times, is the garment steamer. Or you can Febreze it. That's what they say.
How about wash the effing thing?
Because you're breaking it down too much, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, but.
Yeah. I mean, you got to, like, this is a screen printed shirt. You got to preserve the screen print on it.
But if you just, like, Febreze a shirt, it's kind of lazy.
Even though when I wear it sitting here, it looks like Sting's face is melted.
It looks like Jim Ross dresses Sting.
Son of a bitch.
It's like, especially when it catches
one
side higher than the other one. It looks like Sloth is Sting for Christmas, or Halloween, rather.
Yeah. He's got my face on the shirt.
And here's a crazy tip for your blue jeans. You can kill the bacteria by sticking them in the freezer at night after you wear them. But
what about the bacteria in your freezer then?
Well, you can put it in a bag.
That's what the blue jean people say, to put your blue jeans in the freezer. Levi Strauss says, don't wash, put them in the freezer.
Have to deep freezer.
Yeah.
My God.
Yeah, that's what they say. I don't know. It might be easier just to wash them.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Wash them up, man.
Did I ever tell you when I was a kid, I had the Kurt Cobain mugshot t-shirt, the white shirt with his mugshot on it, black and white, and I was sitting on my bicycle wearing that shirt. And one of the kids, might have been P1 Sleeping Booty, I'm pretty sure he was standing there in any case, said it looked like the after photo.
God.
Because the way it was like this.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Oh,
that's
man.
Terrible.
Yeah.
All right,
did you kick his ass?
No.
I'm Paige.
I laughed.
And those are your Rise Guys headlines.
Thank you, Paige.
Jaleese ran over his toe.
I know.
I bet Mikey from Islander was there laughing, too.
He wasn't.
He was at VBS.
He was. He wasn't there.
All right. We'll take a break. We'll come back. We'll do some phone calls. You want to talk to people?
Yeah.
1-800-774-0093. 1-800-774-0093.
That's the renewal by Anderson of the Carolina Studio Line.
Good morning, everybody.
This is the Rise Guys.
I love the Rise Guys. They're funnier than anyone else on the radio.
Yeah, the Rise Guys are great.
They're crazy.
You're listening to the Rise Guys Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.